Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Well, that's it's a little white lie there because Alice Canton is unavailable, but here I am, Matthew, and I'm going to, you know, luckily I speak theatre. I was trained, actually, I'm trained in theatre. I went to Carol Kruger's pantomime school in the 80s as a seven-year-old, so I could speak the lingo, don't you worry. Welcome to the studio. We are talking about how to art. May I ask you to introduce yourself to the people and what's your involvement in this wonderful show?
Yeah, hi, I'm Katie Besson, and I am a co-creator and performer in How to Art.
And I'm Georgie Llewellyn, and the same.
Nice. So you made a show.
We made a show.
We did.
I like it. So so Alice sent me a little message saying she could make it up, and so... the first thing I saw was that this is a show based on two people who are bananas duct taped to the wall. Is this correct? And I decided I wouldn't read too much else apart from that because I would go and see a show solely based on that.
Perfect.
So if you don't feel like doing an interview, we can just tell people it's a show where two people are duct taped, two bananas are duct taped to a wall. But feel free to tell me a little more than that.
That is the central premise. We will be duct taped to the wall.
Yeah.
And we do play two bananas. Mm. And then a whole bunch of chaos happens from there. It's kind of a clown show.
Set in a travelling kind of art exhibition, art gallery.
Cool.
Yeah, and there is another actor, actually, who plays a gallery attendant.
Yeah.
Who is trying to keep the gallery under control.
Yeah.
And these clowns... are kind of like experiencing life for the first time and trying to find their place within this very strange environment that is not like, you know, the natural home of a banana.
Or is it?
Or is it? Yeah. And so there's a lot of audience interaction. Don't want to scare people off with that because it's really... gentle and consensual and fun, and the bananas are kind of obsessed with meeting people and finding their bunch. That's how we describe it.
Nice. So yeah. it's got voices and physical.
Yes, they speak a kind of
a
English.
Kind of English, okay, gibberish, right. Banana language.
It kind of becomes more English across the course of the show, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
And then our gallery attendant speaks English. So there's a kind of variety of languages going on in the show. So orally speaking, it's quite a, how do you say?
A
varied show.
Yeah, sure. But it's wildly physical,
it's
by the way, is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, nice.
Both of us have a physical theatre background.
Cool.
And so there's a little bit of kind of like circusy tricks, but all just kind of... We spent a long time figuring out how does a banana move?
Yeah,
and speak and
do things.
How would they move together as well? So all of our movement is built around this kind of very absurd... way of moving that we imagine for these bananas.
Just for the audience's sake, in case they feel like they're going to come to a show where there's no movement whatsoever, do you mean how would a banana move or how does a banana move? Like, because as far as I'm like, I've got a banana pinned to the wall and I'm watching it carefully and I'm so far as like...
If we looked away and it moved.
Are we talking interpretive here?
We are talking interpretive. It's how would have been, according to Katie and Georgie.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm starting to see what's going on here. Well, it's so fascinating. And you've done the show in the basement once before, but you're back?
Yes.
Is this true?
Yep, we were in basement last November, and then we actually went to Wellington for NZ Fringe at the start of the year in February. So we're back to basement for three nights only. We're doing a fundraiser season because we actually won the Melbourne Fringe Tour Ready Award.
Huh.
So we've got a two-week season in Melbourne in October. So we're fundraising basically to help us get over there.
Yeah, you're putting the fun in fundraiser.
Big time.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So my hunch is you're going to say it's for everybody, but is this right? Is the show is for silly grown-ups and for everybody, or is it an adult show?
Yeah, it's definitely an adult show.
Yes.
Like, we've had some teenagers come to it, but it's definitely not for kids. There's some rude bits.
Yeah.
It's definitely for adults, and I think it does land quite well with arts audiences. We've had a lot of people from the visual arts community really relate to it, the arts community, theatre community. But it does tick a lot of boxes for lovers of comedy and people who just want a great night out.
Yeah.
It's super silly, super funny, super kind of surprising as well. There's
cool.
a lot of... There's a lot of surprises. Every show is quite different. Yeah. We know what we're doing, but we can't predict how the audience will react to certain things that we invite them to get involved in.
Yes.
And we can't spoil anything. But no show really is the same, which is part of the fun for us as artists. And I think that's what makes it feel so special and exclusive for audiences. And so if you came last year, it would still feel quite different, I think, and also we've changed some stuff.
Yeah,
we've been working on
a few new surprises.
Yeah. Sometimes I love going to a show twice. I might maybe seem a little bit crazy, but like sometimes I really do like going to a show twice and watching what's changed and how different it is, you know.
We had quite a few people last year we did a 5-night season, and we had quite a few people who came multiple nights in the season and had slightly different reactions, different experiences, noticed different things, because also there's so much going on within the hour that to like watch it and then come back and you could notice new things.
Cool.
And it'd be different vibes.
And even the way that we stage, the show has a kind of wraparound feel. And so depending on where you even sit, your experience is going to be vastly different.
So the idea of the piece of fruit seller taped to the wall is quite a famous, is it the kind of famous artwork? You caught me on the hop. I can't remember who it is.
There's a strong reference to Maurizio Cattelan's artwork called Comedian, which actually sold for $6 million a week after we closed our season last year.
Yeah.
So there was all this buzz.
Coincidence or?
Yeah. The last time it had been sold was a few years previously. So when we first started making the show, we didn't actually make it with the intention of even being bananas. Mm. It was just one of the many references that we were looking at, and it just evolved into that. And then purely out of kind of coincidence that it sold right after we closed. So then when we went to Wellington, it was really present.
Kind of back in the zeitgeist in a way.
Yeah.
He should be funding your trip to Melbourne.
No, he won't answer our calls.
We've tried.
But is there a gentle kind of, I'm using my hunches here, is there a bit of a gentle ribbing of the highbrow art scene here? Is this happening?
Yeah, big
time. Totally.
But it's not mean-spirited, don't worry.
No.
It's all fun and ridiculous.
No, totally. There's a gentle, there's a lot of little prods in the art world, and I think the whole thing for us is a metaphor of our experience of being artists and trying to survive within this system that is really difficult to work within. You know, we've got no funding, and there's very little work and a lot of scarcity and competition, and it's hard, but we still love it. Mm. And I think this show does all that prodding, but it's also a celebration of why we do what we do. So we've chosen a metaphor that brings us a lot of joy, and it brings audiences a lot of joy as well. And I think it's important for us that this work kind of fights for all the beautiful things about theatre.
Cool.
And we think it does.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, but what about some hard facts? Where is it? Basement?
Yeah, so Basement Theatre this Thursday, so Thursday 17th to Saturday the 19th.
Three nights. Thursday,
three
Friday, Saturday.
Only.
Not mucking around.
No.
Gosh.
8 p.m.
We also have a free touch tour on Saturday before the show at 7.
Oh, what?
And that's a touch tour, like a tactile tour. So it's a chance for blind, low vision audiences to experience all the props. And we have the most delicious oversized props made by Dee Dee Lin, who's a visual artist. They're beautiful and they're really lovely experienced up close. They're very textural.
Cool.
And the costumes too.
And the costumes, But everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
It's also a 100% great opportunity to talk about any kind of like trigger warnings or thing, especially the audience interaction thing. Like if people want a little bit more information, they can come to the tactile tour and get that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Tickets?
Tickets.
You're selling them?
Yes, of course. Are selling.
Let's try and sell
them. Yes, and we're selling well, so get in quick. From iticket.co.nz, and there's concession prices for students, equity members, senior citizens, and also a donation price option if you want to. If you feel compelled to give a little bit
to help
more.
Get you there.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I think people should go. I think I should go.
Yeah, you should
definitely
call.
Should.
You
should
call. This happens to me every week with this segment. I'm like, damn, that sounds amazing. I guess that's the point of the segment.
Yes.
I've done my own job on myself. Thank you for coming up. And one more time with those cold, hard facts. Name of the show, where it is, how much it is. And not how much it is. Who cares about that? Of course it's worth it. Dates, venue.
How to Art
fundraiser season
at Basement Theatre, the main space.
Three nights only.
This Thursday to 17th to Saturday 19th, great. 8 p.m.
All right. Get well, I think we should play this song, at least part of this song. You can't hear it. I've been playing wacky banana music under this whole conversation.
But, perfect.
But here's Harry Belafonte to go out with. Thank you for coming in, and we'll take a photo and we'll post it on our story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Daylight come and me wan' go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me one go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me one go home.
Day is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me one go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me one go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day.
Daylight come and me one go.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.